lastly, the restricted, taking a look at 6 years of the restricted component of the budget. Again, a 45% increase in the restricted portion of the budget. Again, as we've talked about, the big driver is payments on behalf, which is, has doubled over the last 6 years. But the big drivers of this increase are auxiliaries, the medical service plan, and research. The auxiliaries have increased 30% over the last 6 years. The medical service plan 41%, and research 25%. You can see, particularly again, in FY10, you know, there's the dark green. That's the research portion. That's what's popped. In particular, you can see with the ERA grants and that happened in FY10.
Questions for Walt? Mr. Chairman, you want to keep going or you want to break?
I think so. We could.
All right.
We have two more.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Walt.
The second piece is the green book that's in your documents. This is a document that's a request that it's a start of a process for the 2013 budget. Request for the appropriation for the for 2013 for next spring. We're obligated to make this request to IBHE. IBHE puts it through its process and then makes ultimate requests or makes an ultimate recommendation on to the state legislature for what should be the appropriation level, you know, for the university. We are making a request in total of $83 million in additional appropriation for the university for next year on the operating side. A half, $55 million of that is for purposes of the of a salary program, a continued salary program. We'll put it in at 3% plus another $20 million for recruitment and retention. That, so, you know, $55 million would be the salary program we would request, you know, for the state. We put in about $25 million more for the for operating needs for our facilities and for our utility operations. Again, to support those key areas of the facilities and utilities. And lastly, we basically have things like Medicare taxes, payroll taxes, a number of other things that basically is the change of in you know, in tax law and our responsibilities there. And some amounts for the library, additional for operating costs, O&M costs for the library. So another $3 million there. So a total $83.1 million request being made. On the operating side also, we make a couple of requests specifically for our medical side, help, you know, for our medical and professional liability insurance of $10 million and something we've titled for many years now, Healthy Returns. This is additional assistance from the state as we can keep asking the state for assistance to help us with the medical center and with the hospital, and we continue to make this request. These are, frankly, those two requests are identical to prior years' requests. We have not had much particular success with those requests, but we have to keep asking. The other piece to this is basically our capital request. There hasn't been a capital bill since 2010, so they've gone for the last couple of years without a capital bill. But we always go through a process to ask for capital. Obviously, number one on our list is $60 million in repair and renovation for the university. As many of you know, we probably have somewhere north of $1 billion of deferred maintenance on our campuses that we need to address. And this is our request. We keep increasing this request. We are getting some of the repair and renovation monies from the 2010 bill, but we continue to ask for assistance on repair and renovation. Number two on our list in capital side is for the ACT building, the Advanced Chemical Technology Building in Chicago. This is supplemental funding, $46 million. We have basically got an appropriation that's been reappropriated for the ACT building in Chicago, but they have not funded it, have not announced you know, actually funding that. And now as the years have gone by, we need some additional dollars, you know, to basically fully fund out the ACT building in Chicago. Chancellor Easter reported to you, we also have on our list, hopeful that, you know, this will be a substitute the Natural History Building, for that's the number one request here on the Urbana campus, $50 million for the Natural History Building, which Chancellor Easter previewed for you. The rounding out the top five, the pharmacy renovation in Chicago is the next one, $82 million, and monies, capital dollars, renovation dollars for both our campuses here in Urbana and in Springfield, for Brookings Library in Springfield, $101 million for that line. So again, we have to ask. It's an aggressive program, but it's we need to keep after it.
Any questions? All right. Go on to the financial indicators.
Can you jump to the nice presentation, Julie?
We'll still get.
I want to thank members of the Finance Committee for the opportunity that we had to basically meet with them one-on-one and go over both financial performance and the budget as a preview to the Finance Committee meeting, including Jim Montgomery's not here today, but we met with him individually too to go over much of this. I'm really going to talk about performance as best I can with a big open item situation with that $313 million that the state owes us. If I kind of look at it as the goods and the bads for the year, the university was really firing on all cylinders except for our problems with the state funding. We had positive outcomes, very positive outcomes in hospital and the medical service plan and auxiliaries, and I'll talk about those in some detail here. We certainly had, with regard to instruction and research, positive revenues on the instruction side, certainly driven by tuition being the big player there, and on the research side, again, very successful research year versus budget for 2011. Certainly that the ARR efforts contributed to those savings, as well as just our basic clampdown on spending that we had at the university throughout 2011. I think I would just basically include it as good news. Is basically our $260 million receivable we had at the end of 2010, we did collect by the end of the calendar year of last year. So I would just basically put that as good news. The situation this year, though, last year also had the problems associated. I've already reported to you on the $313 million receivable, the amount still owed to us from fiscal year 11. The state, this confirms the numbers that Dr. Merriman, they're looking at $7.4 billion unpaid bills for the state of Illinois at the end of 2011. That matches up with the deficit report that Dr. Merriman gave you. And we continue to have the pension and benefit issues hanging over our head as basically being something that's got a level of concern. I think I just wanted two slides. I just wanted to really just basically capture one time for you with the 12 numbers, basically the level of state support that the university does see, from the state of Illinois, or does hopefully see from the state of Illinois. In 2003, total support, the combination of payments on behalf and the appropriation, was $1,239,000,000. And again, I'm presenting this in constant dollars on a 2011 basis, constant dollars. But we received $1,239,000,000 in 2012. What we have in our budget would see $1,439,000,000 of support, almost a $200 million increase over those over that 10-year period. This is about a 16% increase, but if you take a look at the composition of that that change, the payments on behalf have more than doubled during that time period, and yet the appropriation has decreased $200 million over that same period of time. Again, university, the primary support for our educational mission coming from appropriations and tuition. I've commented on this already, but the overall increase in support from appropriations and tuition from $1.2 billion up to $1.557 billion is the total amount, a 22% increase. And again, as I mentioned,